Good afternoon. I'm Jessica Kimball, publisher of Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle Magazine, and today we're taking over David's show. I'm really excited about today's show. I have Taylor and Sherry, the owner of Bella Terra Boutique here. We're going to talk about their business, what they offer the community, and the story behind how it all started. Hi, Taylor and Sherry.
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So tell us the story of how Bella Terra Boutique started and what made you decide to open up a boutique together.
So Bella Terra really started in 2014, and the business takeover happened in 2021 from Kim. And, you know, the boutique really is a shared love of fashion, and we wanted to keep that beautiful space for women to be able to come in and really enjoy themselves, see the new fashion, keep the former spark alive, if you will. It was one of our favorite places to shop, and we just wanted to create the store that kept that vision alive and that feeling.
You've done a great job. I love going in there.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
So what's it like running a business as a mother and daughter? Do you each have different roles? Or tell us about that.
Yes, we do. It's actually really special. Of course, we each have our strengths, which helps a lot. We tend to have great eye for overall experience and connection with customers, while we focus on more things like styling, marketing, and growing the brand online.
You know, at the end of the day, we both care deeply about the same thing, and that's ultimately creating something meaningful for our community. Yes, we love style, but the community is where our heart really lies.
Was there a moment when you realized the boutique was really becoming something special in the community?
Yes, I think one of the biggest moments was when our customers started bringing their friends and saying, "You have to see this place." That's when we realized Bella Terra was becoming more than just a boutique. It was becoming a place where women enjoyed shopping and sharing the experience with family and friends.
I love going in there. You guys have so many things to choose from.
We really try to think of everybody, so thank you for that.
And you're on a hot corner, too, right there. All the tourists stop and get their pictures taken over that arch.
Yes, the Sand Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Yes. So what does the Bella Terra name mean, and why did you choose it?
You know, it is actually, it means beautiful earth in Italian. And we didn't choose it. It was chosen by former owner. And I think it was chosen with integrity to ultimately allow the boutique to feel grounded, natural, and beautiful. Kind of like a place where style meets lifestyle. That's been a big goal of ours. And, you know, it reflects the earthy Western feel that Sandpoint has, but also a little touch of elegance.
Yes. Starting a business isn't always easy. What were the challenges that you guys faced in the beginning that you can think of that was something that stuck out in your head?
Well, like any small business, there's always a learning curve. Trying to figure out the inventory, learning what the customers love, and just balancing all the roles and all the hats that you have to wear as a small business owner. But honestly, the community here has been incredibly supportive, which has helped us grow faster than we expected.
That's the one thing about this community. We all support, the businesses support each other so much that they thrive because of each other.
Sandpoint really is a special place.
It is. We love living here, right? So what are some of the local events Bella Terra is involved in? Because we could talk about 9B Ladies that is happening. We have Teshra here too today.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're very, very excited to be included in that event. We've heard nothing but great, great things. And yeah, we're very, very grateful to be included. Teshra, do you want to say something?
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we'll have Teshra talk about the 9B Ladies event coming up in Bonner's Ferry, March 20th.
Celebrate downtown Coeur d'Alene's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, presented by ICCU. On March 14th at 3 p.m., watch as Sherman Avenue comes alive with the theme Emerald City. Bring your family and friends. The parade is free to spectators and travels west down Sherman Avenue from 8th Street. For more information, visit cdadowntown.com. That's cdadowntown.com. Play and stay in downtown Coeur d'Alene. For lodging, visit coeurdalene.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
Spokane, rev your engines. Mateer Motorcycle Lawyers presents the 21st Annual Spokane Motorcycle Show and Sale, March 13th through 15th, indoors at the Spokane Fairgrounds. Incredible show pricing on hundreds of motorcycles and accessories. Catch the amazing Seattle Cossack stunt shows, plus the indoor swap meet, indoor poker run, and beard competition. Skip the line. Get your tickets now at SpokaneMotorcycleShow.com. That's March 13th through 15th, indoors at the Spokane Fairgrounds with free parking. The 21st Annual Spokane Motorcycle Show, brought to you by Mateer Motorcycle Lawyers. Don't miss it.
Do you know what the scariest sound to hear on a factory floor is? Silence. That means something somewhere broke. Production has stopped, and now you're paying your workers to wait while the team troubleshoots and tries to fix the problem. Finally, there's a proactive way to reduce equipment downtime, thanks to MaintainX. MaintainX is the asset management system that brings your maintenance downtime to zero. MaintainX lets you build preventative maintenance schedules, manage work orders in real time, and access the data you need to make better decisions. Downtime equals death in the production world, so make unplanned downtime a thing of the past. Try MaintainX for free. Control the daily operations of your business and transform your maintenance program by going to MaintainX.com. That's maintain in the letter X.com.
How did you sleep last night? I'm Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. We know that shopping for a mattress can be confusing and sometimes stressful. Here at Sandpoint Furniture, we will take time to fit you with the perfect sleep system. Whether it's for the master bedroom, a guest room, or maybe something for the kiddos, we carry 30 different models to choose from, and most are in stock at our location in Ponderay. Our showroom is designed for you to try all of our mattresses in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Sandpoint Furniture, your local sleep expert since 1945.
Nothing comes easy. Every day, every dollar, every decision. So your finances should work just as hard as you do. With a free Ascend checking account from P1FCU, you can earn real rewards for the work you're already doing. No gimmicks, just better banking. Because around here, dividends are for the doers. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend.
News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time.
Okay, we're back from our break, and Teshra from the Bonner's Ferry Chamber is here. And Teshra, tell us about the big 9B Ladies event that's happening on March 20th at the Kootenai River Inn.
Thanks, Jessica. We are so excited. I'm especially excited to follow in your footsteps, because you being the chairperson a few years ago and now stepping into this role has been so exciting. So we have a whole day, believe it or not, it's 8 to 5, where ladies can just disappear, unwind, and for once spoil themselves for the day. So they get to come and they get to have breakfast and lunch and snacks, and they get to have mimosas and cocktails, and they get to shop. We have over 15 vendors ranging from permanent jewelry to antiques to clothes. It's going to be such a blast. We have raffles. Last year we had, I think, over 90 raffles. So there's definitely something to win. We have some games. We have a best dressed contest. And this year's theme is Wrangle Your Boss Trailblazers. So it's got a Western theme. So we're super excited to have cowboy stuff going on. And yes, so y'all come on down and it'll be great. It's on March 20th and it is all day and it's going to be so much fun. You'll be spoiled. You'll have smiles and you'll make some great connections with some amazing ladies and then support businesses all along the way.
Yeah, it's like a retreat in one day.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun. You just walk away feeling so empowered. And Bella Terra is going to be there. And if you don't have a cowboy hat to wear to the event, you have them in at the shop.
I'm sure we'll have one or two for you ladies coming to this event. We're very excited.
And boots.
Oh, yes. The boots, babe.
Yeah, lots of boots. Shiny boots.
Oh, we have a new surprise.
Ooh.
Yes.
Very excited. So the 9B ladies will get a first taste of those, that new surprise Sherry just mentioned.
Oh, I'm excited. So Bella Terra is always involved in local events, and even out, you reach out to Bonner's Ferry, Priest River. You guys kind of have the whole North Idaho area. That's great.
You know, Jess, we truly believe that small businesses grow together. You know, when you support local events, you're not just promoting your business or our business. You're helping create a vibrant community, and that's something that, like I said earlier, that's where our heart really lies.
Yeah, it shows. I love how you put your little photo booth out there on the corner and people can stop and get their pictures taken, and it's such a great idea.
Thank you. Halloween is our favorite, if I'm being honest, just because the little kiddos and the costumes, the heartstrings are strong on Halloween. So anyway.
Oh yeah, the candy walk. Mm-hmm. What do you love most about being a business in Sandpoint?
Well, Sandpoint has such an incredible sense of community. The people generally care about supporting local businesses. There's a lot of creativity here, and it makes running the boutique really fun. And the women here have such great style, as well as we like to bring the new styles to Sandpoint and share those with our lovely ladies.
Yeah, one thing is that you have a lot of formal dresses. A lot of the time people are going to go to prom or something happens and their dress doesn't show up. And I tell them, when I do my spray tans, I tell them, go to Bellaterra. You can definitely find a dress and shoes and a purse and earrings and a necklace. You're covered.
Yeah, I have to say my 17-year-old wanted to take her senior pictures, graduation pictures, and she all of a sudden decided that she was going to go completely against what she wanted to wear, and she wanted a black dress. So we walked into this shop, and we found the perfect black dress, and I'm going to show you guys the pictures of how beautiful it came out. But of all the places to find a senior graduation dress, it's just amazing. So made her very happy. So thank you.
You're welcome. And
we love that. You know, it's something that we're very passionate about. Like Jess said, if those specialty occasion moments, whether it is prom or senior photos, maybe you're going to a gala, whatever that may be, we try to think of all people, all bodies, all audiences. We really, truly live through our customers. So hearing those great experiences is what makes us be here and just drives us.
And then she bought a pair of boots to wear for the shoot, too. And I've taken those over. So now they're in my closet. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I love it.
Do you feel like your customers become more friends over time?
Absolutely. You know, one of our favorite things is when someone comes in, we end up chatting about life or family, upcoming events, whatever it may be, all while styling outfits. And over time, those customers really do start to feel like friends, and some of those friends have ultimately became our family.
Oh, that's what's so special about Sandpoint. We're all just a big family.
Indeed.
What are some of the fun events that you've hosted at the boutique?
We love doing things that bring women together. So we've hosted many pop-ups around Sandpoint, and then we do seasonal shopping events. We just like to keep it spiced up for the holidays. And we do special collaborations with other local businesses. So those events always turn into real fun community moments.
And on that fun community moment and collaboration that Sherry just mentioned, you do want to save the date for our Mother's Day fashion show. That'll be at Barrel 33 on May 9th. More info to come, but this is our first fashion show and tickets are already going quick. So more info coming soon, okay?
That's going to be great. And at Barrel 33, that's the perfect space for it.
It's going to be fun. We're excited.
Have wine and have a fashion show.
Yep.
Yes, as well as they've introduced a really special brunch that they've got. So it'll be really, really nice.
Bottomless mimosas, brunch options. Yeah, you'll just have to stay tuned for all the goods to come.
Brunch for Mother's Day is the perfect Mother's Day.
So we're doing it on Saturday. It makes it perfect for you to do that with mom the Saturday before, and then you have your family day on Sunday. So
you guys were thinking there, weren't you?
Food for
double food. Mother's Day for people.
Right.
What makes shopping local at a boutique different than shopping on Amazon?
Well, you do know if you shop at a boutique, you're getting a curated experience. You know, we're very intentional about the pieces that we bring in, so it's no-brainer. You'll find things that are unique and not necessarily something that you find anywhere else.
One of a kind.
Yes, you get that personalized help with styling as well.
And you get to try it on.
That's just it. Yeah. You get to see it, touch it, feel it. You know, fabric manufacturing nowadays is, what I will say is digital imaging has a large power over seeing something physical, so.
Yes. Especially when it comes to dresses.
Amen. So, yeah, we're really mindful of those fabrics that are forgiving rather than not forgiving.
Yeah. So what made you want to be a part of the 9B Ladies events, the Trail Boss event?
Yes, we're super excited. We've heard it's such a fun event that brings women together. while supporting local businesses and entrepreneurs. So we love to do events where women can connect and shop. Who doesn't like to shop? And just enjoy a great day together. So we're very excited to be a part of it.
It's going to be really fun. What can women expect when they stop by your booth at the event? What will you be bringing?
You know, we've already mentioned the booths. You can expect a mix of Bellaterra favorites and some really, really fun statement pieces. Think concert inspiration, but we're bringing styles that are very on trend right now. Western-inspired looks, of course. Italian-inspired textures and fabrics, and just pieces that feel unique. Think fringe, sparkle, maybe some floral.
The fun stuff. Will you be bringing any special pieces that are just for the event?
We will be. Yeah, we mentioned the boots, but yes, yeah. There is going to be some specific items to the event that I don't know that will make it back to the storefront. So the 9B ladies will get first perks. We typically don't tend to reorder, so that's why I mentioned that.
I've been saving my money. Yeah.
We're going to all be dressed to the nines.
Well, with best dressed contest in mind, yes. Absolutely.
Ooh, they can buy something and then go in the bathroom and change and come back.
Yes,
absolutely.
And sneaky, then win. Good. Yeah. So if someone has never been to Bellaterra Boutique downtown, how would you describe the vibe?
When you walk in, it's warm and welcoming. We like to make it a place where women can relax and just browse beautiful pieces and feel comfortable trying the new styles.
Yeah, we ultimately want you to be greeted and welcomed and feel more of an experience than you're just there to shop and buy. We want you to feel connected and, you know, you walk in and you might find a style you never knew you needed because that's what we're here for, kind of opening up your shell a little bit.
Yeah. And you also have pieces that you could need on like a wedding day, you know. You need it really quickly and you have all those things to choose from.
We really try to keep those last minute needs in mind. Undergarment needs.
Mm-hmm. Undergarment needs.
The concert corner.
You might be the only place in Sandpoint that sells undergarment needs.
We're starting to hear in our surrounding areas too. It's minimal or, you know, so much to find. It's more online. So yeah, we're proud of that and being able to carry such fun, different pieces.
So let's talk fashion. What's one fashion tip you would give women?
Absolutely. One tip that every woman should and needs to know, wear what makes you feel confident. Simply, trends will come and go, but confidence is always in style.
What's been one of the most memorable moments since opening up the boutique?
Honestly, just getting to share the journey together. We're building something with your mom is really special.
Yeah. Being a part of this with my mom is something that I will forever cherish. And meeting all the amazing people and the connections along the way is just that added bonus that we'll be forever grateful for.
You guys make a great team. And I love seeing you in the parades together, the Winter Carnival, and you guys do great. We're going to take a break. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess.
Did someone say spring? Sandpoint Superdrug is your spring supply center. The Ace Hardware Department has power tools, hand tools, and gardening supplies for all your spring chores and projects. They also have the best gifts and supplies for spring holidays. Check out their entire new gift collection. Worried about spring allergies? Sandpoint Superdrug's Nutrition Center and clinical services can help with those too. Come in and talk to an associate today. Sandpoint Superdrug is Sandpoint's original one-stop shop.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Hear that? Exactly. That's the sound of McDonald's Extra Value Meal. Sausage McMuffin with egg, hash brown, small hot coffee, and sweet golden silence. All for only $5. price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Do you know what the scariest sound to hear on a factory floor is? Silence. That means something somewhere broke. Production has stopped, and now you're paying your workers to wait while the team troubleshoots and tries to fix the problem. Finally, there's a proactive way to reduce equipment downtime, thanks to MaintainX. MaintainX is the asset management system that brings your maintenance downtime to zero. MaintainX lets you build preventative maintenance schedules, manage work orders in real time, and access the data you need to make better decisions. Downtime equals death in the production world, so make unplanned downtime a thing of the past. Try MaintainX for free. Control the daily operations of your business and transform your maintenance program by going to MaintainX.com. That's maintain in the letter X.com.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
We're back with Taylor and Sherry with Bellaterra Boutique. So tell me, if someone's coming to the 9B Ladies event, why should they stop by your booth?
Oh, baby. Well, if you love discovering unique pieces that you do not find anywhere else, definitely come see us. We mentioned some fun boots that'll be there, the cowboy hats, and we're going to have some really fun Western-inspired looks. We're looking forward to having great conversation, and we would love to meet everybody.
It's going to be a really great time. I always look forward to the 9B Ladies event.
We cannot wait.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming today.
Yes. Thanks so much for having us on. Really appreciate you, Jessica. And thank you, David Keys, for letting Jess take over with Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Yes, hijacking David's show. Okay, so now we have Teshra. She is the Bonners Ferry Chamber representative, and she has Teshra Do You. We're going to start talking about the 9B Ladies event. First, tell me, are there any tickets? Last I checked, they were kind of selling out. Are there any?
Yes, we do have a few left. They are selling out, but we do have some. So get on there. You can go to www.visitbonnersferry.org, and you can click on the event, and the tickets are available there. But get them fast, because the deadline is Monday at midnight. So,
oh, that's coming up.
It is coming up, yes.
What can women expect when they attend the event? What are some of the experience takeaways?
I got some several words I'm going to use. The first one is fun.
I like
it. Not going to describe it. Second word is laughter. Not going to describe that either. And then connection. So you're also going to get new insight, new friendships, and incredible shopping, which we've already covered. If you can think of everything you've heard about Bellaterra so far, 10x it, because we're going to have other vendors that are absolutely incredible as well. You're going to have absolutely great food. We have mimosas. We have cocktails. And did I mention laughter? Laughter.
So that's always my biggest takeaway every year. Oh, and lots of smiles and fantastic memories. You do meet some incredible women. And even though you're there to spoil yourselves that day, you're going to make some great connections that you will take away with you forever.
It's an emotional day, too. I would say there never has been a 9B Ladies event where someone didn't end up crying.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
That's how we release. So
yeah, and I can guarantee you, for those of you who don't know, Miss Jessica Kimball is going to be one of our speakers, and I think she's going to bring the one to bring tears this time.
I was thinking more fun.
you're so inspiring. I can't wait. I'm excited for the shopping, but I'm excited to hear your story most, Jessica.
So. Thank you. So you've brought together a lot of incredible women to speak, and including local leaders, and you've got a lot of booths too.
We do, yeah. We actually have 14 altogether. So a few of those are businesses, but most of them are shopping. We have everything from permanent jewelry to gluten-free sweets to hats to antiques. A little few Christmas things, which sounds a little strange, but it's always fun to mix it up. So, yeah, lots of choices. So definitely bring your cash to shop, and definitely bring your cash for raffles, because we have a couple auction items that are fantastic, and we do have some raffle items. So, yeah, you guys can buy some tickets and win some even better stuff.
At the Kootenai River Inn.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Beautiful floor-to-ceiling glass windows, great open space. You can see out the sky on the Kootenai River. The eagles will fly by. It's just it's breathtaking. It's such a beautiful place for the day. So huge thanks to the Kootenai Casino and Ben for letting us host there. So it's perfect.
Yeah, I love the view there. It's beautiful.
Definitely.
Bonner's Ferry is beautiful. It is just breathtaking when you drive down that South Hill and you're going into downtown, and it's just like, am I in a movie right now?
Absolutely. So I grew up in Hawaii, and now that I live in Bonners, people are like, why would you have ever left Hawaii? I go, Bonners is prettier than Hawaii. It's just, it is. I mean, between the rivers and the trees and the glaciers. And I mean, we have three major mountain ranges right there. I mean, I don't know any place in the world where you've got three right there. So I don't know. I'm a little obsessed, but yeah, I love it.
It's beautiful.
Well, I'm going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks, so I hope that it's...
I'll give you some tidbits.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. You can call me out on it, maybe. So
I'll be like, wow, I lived in Bonner's Ferry, and looked just like... Oh, it's just as beautiful as Hawaii, so I was actually living in Hawaii this whole time.
There you go.
So let's talk about Teshra Do You, your business.
I started, my background is in accounting, banking, stay-at-home mom. I have been super poor. I've been super wealthy. I have seen the value of knowing where your penny needs to go, where it should go, where you decide what that means, not somebody else. But knowing where your pennies are, make or break, and can change your trajectory. And when you are focused on what you were created here to do, which hence is Teshra Do You, I want you to put your name in there. Jessica Do You, Taylor Do You. Because at the end of the day, we were put here on this planet to give something back to this world. That's why we love what we love. If you think to yourself, I love to make cupcakes, that's not random. That's because God said, this world needs your cupcakes. I truly believe that. So in order to do that, you do have to set things up. And, you know, we all know there's different pieces of your life you have to get in order, but it all comes back to your finances. And if you know exactly what you're working with, then you know how to move forward. But most people don't. So yeah, you can, you know, people say you can be anything you want to be. And I don't believe in that at all. You can't be a prima ballerina and sit on the couch and expect it to drop in your lap. You've got to go out and do you. So by doing, one of the things you need to do is set up a system so that you know where all of your money's coming from and where all of your money is going. So that's my business that I started. It'll be 3 years next week.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm celebrating a little milestone.
Yes. Sandpoint's Best Lifestyle is 3 years too.
Oh gosh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I was just in the March issue of the North Idaho Business Journal. So that was kind of exciting. So adding that to that was pretty exciting. But I have clients all over the world, and I am super passionate about helping the local clients as well. I didn't think I was going to have as many local clients as I did, because that was not my vision initially. But now I have an incredible office at the Coalition, and I got that office, and it's just traffic. I've been able to serve so many people. And that's really my passion, is just to serve as many people as I can, to help them go out and do what they want to do, and then go buy lots of clothes. They can go shop and buy whatever they want. So,
the Collation, tell us about the event that they have there once a month in Bonners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is. It started out as a monthly networking meeting, and TD Holliday started that along with Tim Garcia, who owns the Coalition. And it was a wonderful event every Tuesday morning, the second Tuesday of the month. People would get together for about an hour and a half and just meet each other, exchange, you know, items, things they needed. It was great because you'd come in there and you'd say, oh my goodness, I have an event coming up and I need ball caps. Well, there's three people who do ball caps. Why don't you figure out which one you vibe with, and boom. Solved. Problem solved. So now they've switched it up just a little bit. They've moved into a little bit of more of business strategizing. So instead of just networking, you can come and we have conversations about AI, marketing, pricing strategies. How is the winter weather affecting your businesses? How can we help each other? How can we serve? So just like the Sandpoint community, the Bonners community here, business-wise, you can come and you go, oh my goodness, you have this issue or this problem. I can help you with this. Or you can help me. So it's just a great collab. So the collab has continued, but now it's a little more focused on business issues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these areas are so wonderful like that. Like, that's community support.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's why we all love it here so much, and why when people come here and visit, they are going to move here. So Teshrat, most people know about a financial advisor, an accountant, but not a financial organizer. What moment made you realize helping people organize their finances was your real calling?
I think the moment I realized it was when I really believed that God called me out of corporate. I was fortunate to work for Mountain West Bank for one day shy of 11 years. And so not realizing I was the financial coach, I was the getting people's finances organized. They need their statements to go see their financial advisor. They need stuff for their tax person. And so stepping out of that corporate space, I had a few things in mind that I was going to create how I wanted to work. So I decided how much money I wanted to make and how many hours I wanted to work. I decided who I wanted to work with, and then I decided how I was going to do it. And it was kind of like, if you love to surf, well, why don't you go sit on the beach and surf and create your job around it? Instead of having a job that is created around your life, do it just the opposite way. So I set up this and how I was going to do it, and everything kept coming back to people would walk around and say, I make all of this hard-earned money, and I don't know where it goes. Or they would say, I really want to get out of my W-2 job. I want to quit it. I want to open up a dressing boutique, and I can't. Or I want to take a trip, and I can't. Well, when you get your money organized, it's amazing. All of a sudden, you go, guess what? I spent $1,100 at Starbucks last month. If I just went to Starbucks half as much, that $500 or $600 would buy me a plane ticket to Italy. Or maybe that $500 or $600, if I saved for 10 months, I'd have $6,000 and maybe I could quit my W-2 job for 3 months and go out and do what I love. So getting yourself organized is different. It's also when you go to a financial advisor, you go to your CPA, you go to start investing in passive investment, real estates, whatever you want to do, you need to take all accurate information. And usually there are pieces missing. And so your Wells Fargo debit card is never going to talk to your Alaska Miles card. They can both tell you what you spent, what money's coming in, but they're never going to talk to each other. So I take all of those, all your credit cards, all your debit cards, all of your bank accounts, savings accounts, and we put it into one space. So it's like having one filing cabinet, and you open it up and you go, oh, that's the totality of what I spent, what my husband and I spent. We can look at everything and see, okay, we know the absolute exact numbers to the penny. And then we can go out and make decisions. So I do currently work for a lot of CPAs, a lot of financial advisors, helping them get their clients organized. But I do for some businesses, but my passion is for the personal, because one of my favorite clients, I'll try to say this real quick, he was a VP at Boeing and paid very well. His wife had a business, and they had 57 real estate properties, and he knew that he wanted out of that job. He was up for a really huge promotion, and he had spreadsheets up the yin-yang. Everything was just chaos. Kids, you know how it gets with life. And he got hired me. We got everything into one system, and he knew he needed three more single-family homes of income to quit his job. 6 months later, he quit, and now he travels with all of his kids, and he does coaching, which is his passion and what he wanted to do. So at the end of the day, he stepped into where he wanted to be just because he got organized.
Ooh, I love that story. Yeah. I bet you have a lot of good ones.
I have a lot of good ones, yes. A lot of good ones about, you know, husbands and wives who don't know what each other's doing, about some older gentlemen who have their wives' faculties are going, so they want to step in and help and, you know, learning. So a huge gamut.
Well, we'll get back to that after our break. Thank you, Teshrat.
Win a Can-Am from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Enter daily free through March 25th. You could ride away on a Can-Am Outlander XT700. Use your Camus Rewards card every time you visit Kalispell Casino and Wetlands Restaurant for your chance to win the Quest for a Million from Northern Quest. Earn here, win there. Plus, free daily entry to win a Can-Am in March from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Offering the best entertainment in Ponderay County, just 20 minutes north of Newport.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
Ready for an evening of wild adventure and inspiration? Join Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Thursday, March 26th, 7 p.m. at the Panetta Theater. This year's theme is Mobilize, with films that inspire us with stories of our love for nature and the many ways we can protect and enjoy it. Proceeds go to hands-on learning for kids in the great outdoors, stewardship of local trails, and keeping the Scotchman's wild. That's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at scotchmanpeaks.org/events.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. For March and April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only a dollar sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
News Talk 97.1.
And we're back with Teshra. Teshra, do you? So Teshra, tell us, you often say finances aren't about numbers, but about building security, confidence, and freedom. What did the philosophy come from in your life? How did you come up with that philosophy?
So the way it came up in my life was I was born in Texas, and I was born very wealthy, as in limousines, Neiman Marcus clothes only wealthy. And then when I was about 6 and a half, I moved to Hawaii, and I was popped into absolute poverty. I was stealing toilet paper from schools. We had biscuits for weeks on end. And then I was popped into a very wealthy school, which I love it. It was absolutely amazing. I graduated. I was a scholarship kid. So here I was with maybe one pair of jeans for a couple years of high school. And I was with other kids who were driving Mercedes and that kind of thing. So what happened was, is that I saw the differences between the two. And the one thing that I saw was neither one was better and neither one was worse. The wealthy people weren't happy. The poor people weren't happy. The wealthy people were happy. The poor people were happy. But the common thread in all of it, my mom being, you know, was a mom. She was on pure survivor mode because dad left, that kind of thing. And my mom always knew where every penny went. Even if it was only $10 or $15 for a whole week's of groceries, she knew exactly where it was all went. And that was the common thread, was the people who knew where their pennies were going were the happy ones. The ones that didn't know where they were going seemed to be the unhappy ones. Because it's interesting how if you know, if you earn $20 and you know exactly where all that $20 goes,
One, you know, but then the second thing is you're super purposeful for where it goes. We make a lot of money in this country. I don't care if you're making minimum wage in Idaho, heaven forbid, $7.50. You still make a lot of money. And it is really important that you are purposeful with your money. If you want to eat out every single night of your life, that's wonderful. That's great. You're being purposeful. But don't step back and say, you know what? I can't quit my W-2 job. I can't help my friend fix their car. I can't take a trip because you're so busy spending money eating out. It's all about making decisions, but it's all about knowing where every single penny goes. If you asked me what I spent on Starbucks in the last 9 days, I can pull it up and tell you exactly to the penny what I spent.
Do it. How much?
I know. Well, actually, mine's probably jitters because my daughter works at Jitters.
Say, jitters. Yeah.
So. Yes. Yeah. But the point is that when you know where your money is going, actually, you can make decisions. It has nothing to do with budgeting. It has nothing to do with debt. It has to do with knowing where your pennies are going.
So let's talk about systems then. So you must use a system.
Absolutely.
So you specialize in setting up and optimizing financial systems like QuickBooks mm-hmm. Online. Mm-hmm. Why are systems not just good intentions, the real key to financial success? Why do you think those are great for people?
Yeah. So systems are really great because, one, it can save you time. Your absolute most important resource is time. So if you have all these monies and all these expenses and you're sitting down spending 10, 15 hours a week putting them into spreadsheets and then going to bed and going, I'm not totally sure if they're accurate. I'm not totally sure what's going on. You're sucking your time out of the spreadsheet entries. You're sucking your time out of fixing the errors in the spreadsheets. And then you're sucking your time as you lay in bed stressed. Time that you spend thinking about money that you don't like thinking about, that's a huge time sucker. And don't forget, that's a piece of it. It's not just the physical time you're spending with your money. So using a system, one, it's going to totally eliminate human error. Yes, computer systems have bugs, but QuickBooks Online, the great thing about it is if I teach you only four things to use in QuickBooks, it's a massive program. Only four things, you can see that you completely take out every single bug. There's a magic trick to it. It's just unbelievably cool. So you know you're not missing $20 here or $50 there just because the bank didn't talk to the QuickBooks system correctly. You're going to know that everything's correct. So you have that system. So if you sat down 1 hour a week with your money and you looked in your QuickBooks system and you kind of figured out what you knew, where the mistakes might be, look at what's going on, that's it. 1 hour a week, and you have to sit down with your money. Us ladies will not miss our nail appointment. Guys do not miss their things at the gym. Sorry, I'm gender splitting here a little bit. Goes with everybody. You have to sit down with your money 1 hour a week, no matter what. And if you sit down and you go, I have no idea what to do, or guess what? I know exactly what's going on. 5 minutes, I'm done. Boom, I'm out of here. Fine, but sit down with this system. And this system is going to have it so that you know exactly what's going on, and then you can This system you can keep for the rest of your life. If you just start with it with your personal finances and then you go out and start a business or you go out and you get two rental properties, pop that into that same system and you still know how to use it. Then if you do go out and start a business, you already know how to use the exact same system. You don't have to relearn another system. I'm not a huge fan of QuickBooks Online, but I like it because it's an accounting program, which my background's in accounting. So it's going to be really good for your CPA, really good for your financial advisor, but also it's going to be here for a really long time. A lot of programs are better, but they're dropping like flies. QuickBooks is Intuit and Credit Karma. They're going to be around for a long time.
Oh, I was going to say, that's good to know. So yeah. QuickBooks, they will be around for a while.
I think so. Yeah, I can't absolutely guarantee it, yeah. But they're just so huge and massive. So it goes Facebook, Instagram, X, and then TikTok now, and then Intuit.
Oh,
like it's
wow.
The fifth one. If you notice on most things, they have those five. So it's probably going to be here for a long time. So I can't honestly tell somebody, come invest money with me that you're going to do a one-time investment, and then 3 years later, it's gone. Like, don't waste your money with me if I can't almost guarantee something's going to be with you that you can grow with.
Yeah. So what's your favorite program then that you would like, that you use?
I love Quicken, but I don't think it's going to be around much longer. I just have to say, I just like, it's much friendlier for the layperson. QuickBooks is very heavy in the accounting arena. So, but that's kind of the cool thing. You know, you're not going to get a QuickBooks certificate. Again, I'm only going to teach you four things, not 30,000 things that it can do for you.
just those four things that you have to know. And so,
So recently I had a business owner who said, hey, Jess, do you know anyone who can I can hire to help me because I can't? He started his QuickBooks and he said, I just can't figure it out. I don't know if I'm coming or going with it.
You need to custom set it up from the get-go, and then you need to put stuff in there and know where it's supposed to go so it doesn't get all messed up.
Okay.
And that's really key. Yeah. So any of those of you listening, if you're thinking about starting, come see me first, because cleanup is much more expensive than custom creation from the beginning.
Start it out right.
Yes. But I love helping, because if we can get you organized and get you knowing, it just magically does everything for you. I'm not super supportive of heavy payroll or heavy inventory in my expertises. You go do what you want to do. But if you're really heavy with those two, we probably need to find somebody who might be a little bit more versed in those. I know how to do them, but they're not my favorite. So
a lot of small businesses feel overwhelmed by their finances and, you know, having to make payroll and paying the rent and making sure they have inventory. And it's a lot for a small business owner. And we have a lot of small business owners around this area. Yeah. So can you give any of them, any entrepreneurs, like a one rule or habit that would immediately improve their finances?
Get a system.
Okay, so start out with a system.
Get a system.
And if they don't know how to work it and start it, they have people, you, that could
Hold
their hand.
Yeah, usually what they're doing is they're running their bank account, they're running some payroll program, they're running some manual check writing program. Somebody's got a debit card to their personal account running business expenses, and you're like, whoa. Let's just get it all into one place, because everything connects to each other. And then, so just get a system. And if you're not going to work with me and you're not going to use QuickBooks Online, get one system.
Keep it all organized.
All organized.
So what would you do with someone if you came, a small business owner, and they came to you and you noticed that they were spending a lot of money on, you know, things they shouldn't be, like, let's say Starbucks or, you know, they went every single day, and what would you do or tell them, like, you need to maybe start making coffee at home? Like, how does someone get out of a habit that's that deep, but they're really truly wasting their money?
Yeah. Well, I think first we have to take a step back and not say the word should. The word should, back to etymology, means likely to go into debt. So we need to switch the word should with must. I must stop spending my money at Starbucks. Okay. So must means likely to happen. So I always try to take the should out of it. Let's get rid of the should first. The second thing that we need to do is we need to not judge as to what your must is. My must might be, I like to eat out every night because all my family members come. I get to buy them dinner. That makes me happy. So I don't want somebody telling me, you need to cut back on because you're eating out way too much. That's not for me to decide. You decide exactly how you want to spend your hard-earned money. So once you decide that, the third thing would be is the first thing is to figure out how much you have going on. A lot of people think, oh, I don't go that much, or I do this much, I'm not sure. Let's figure out exactly how much you spend. And if you're okay with that in that area, then that's fine. Let's keep it that way. If you're not okay in that area, let's say you spend, we'll keep it easy, you spend $70 a week, $10 a day on Starbucks. What if you only went six times? What if you took that $10 and for 1 month you popped $40 into a savings account? And then in 2 months you had 80, and 3 months you'd have 120. Then at the end of that 120 days or 3 months, let's go and look at that and be like, did you like having $120 in there? Or did you miss your 1 day you didn't go to Starbucks?
Yeah, and that's
just... And then, okay, so now you like one missing 1 day. What if you missed 2 days? Keep 5 days. Let's do small little steps, but by looking at it, and we can see, you'll watch the savings account go up, you'll watch the Starbucks in your system go down, and you can visually see it. It's not up here in your head. It's on paper, on that, well, computer system, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that, because I must go to Evans Brothers and have coffee.
Me too.
I must go to City Beach Organics.
No, exactly. And,
I must do it.
It makes you happy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't change that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So you just you help find a ways around it that will work great with them, so they don't have to hold back on that.
No, they don't. You should be doing exactly what you want with your money. Now, if you have this spending habit that you love, but it's preventing you from something else, well, then maybe you want to think about it. So there's always opportunity costs. Maybe you just need a side gig.
I love it, Tessera. Yeah. Okay, tell us where they can find you. We're going to have to wrap up the show here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a website. It's www.tessera.com. Simple. And then I love to help people. My phone number is 619-392-6187. shoot me a text, shoot me a voicemail. I don't answer my phone if I don't want to, so I may not pick up, but I will get back to you for sure. Because again, I just want to serve. And if you just want to talk to me, we can talk about things. But at the end of the day, if you're not going to hire me or work with me, get your own system and get yourself organized.
It's all about the system. Well, that's a wrap for today's takeover. Thank you, David, for letting me take over. I've always been told I have a great face for radio. So this was fun and exciting. And thank you. This is North Idaho Radio.